This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:48 and you're listening to the evening edition with Lynn and Sharmila. Now, we've been spending this hour looking at Parliament and politics, really, because we started off with Popit Popit Parliament. And then after that, on Today on Twitter, really, after what happened with the Malacca state elections, it's quite understandable that one of the main local hashtags is Anwar or Anwar Ibrahim, and the focus on essentially where it all went wrong, whether he should be stepping aside. So we've been asking you for your thoughts on that and also mulling over this idea of fresh leadership in Malaysia and how it feels like we're a ways away from really getting that. You can let us know what you think. What would it look like for Malaysia to have fresh political leadership? And also, what do you make of PKR's loss in some ways in Malacca, and whether Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim should step aside? You can let us know. Call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, we do have one message.
So Jerry says, Anwar Lim Guan Eng and Mat Sabu should make way for younger and more competent people who are already there in the party. They have been gullible and tricked by an old fox. Anwar talks but cannot deliver. His only desire is to be PM at all costs. If he stays and Lim Guan Eng and his dad as well, they will lose out more. Malaysia needs young and fresh ideas.
I think that there are a lot of greatest hits, I would say, in that message, Jerry. I mean, definitely a lot of things that people have been saying for years now. And I mean, I think what's interesting for me there is to pick up in some ways on how it is that the public is perceiving these leaders, whether or not it's true, whether or not it is where their intentions lie. I think that this is a very strong narrative that has been woven around the opposition. The opposition, they're back there, for better or for worse. And I don't know whether this is something that they need to overcome.
There is something to be said for a long-standing recognition, right, of people knowing their party leaders or voters being familiar, knowing what to expect. But I think this is the problem with parties being run almost in this sort of patronage, piecemeal, who's my friend and who's not way, instead of like an organization of actually putting down clear methods and channels and thinking about, okay, well, if this is the next crop of leaders, how are we going to get them out there? How are we going to make them faces of particular points of view, particular ideologies? How can we put potential candidates in constituencies where the constituents might recognize them? I feel that there's such a dearth of this kind of conversation, and instead it always goes back to who's going to take Putrajaya.
So, in light of the fact that Anwar is trending today on Twitter alongside calls for him to step down, we are asking you, do you think Pakatan Harapan needs new leadership? And what might that look like? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Just briefly, there is one message that focuses on something that was raised earlier in Parliament by Mat Sabu, who was responding to a request that has since been withdrawn by former Prime Minister Dato' Sri Najib Razak to get a plot of land and a house worth 100 million ringgit as recognition of his contributions to the nation. And I think what we heard earlier was a scale of rewards, as suggested by the Kota Belud MP, about who should get what, right? Depending on, you know, Bapa Kemerdekaan, you know, Bapa Pembangunan, and, you know, how do we scale that out? And we have a message on that from Stephen.
So Stephen says, Najib is still the biggest winner because he can also receive his late father's portion on behalf, like double portion.
So this is the thing, right? I was thinking earlier while listening to that little, it was practically stand-up comedy. It was great. The delivery, mm-hmm. The timing, so on point. Anyway, while listening to that clip, so it's going to go to foundations, or is it going to go to the family? Like, if we do these payouts now, where does it go?
Look, I just appreciate the use of math and the tone that was delivered in.
The tone, you know, it's very rare to hear someone be what you would describe as withering. But I think that was truly a withering delivery. If I could, I would make that my ringtone. Now, we were also talking like we said, about this premise of fresh leadership, especially in the wake of the Pakatan Harapan loss in Melaka. And we were asking you, what are your thoughts on that? And also, what would fresh leadership look like in the Malaysian context? And we have some messages.
Let's start with this from Ng, who says, strong, convincing, formidable numbers wipe out.
Yeah. yes, I think definitely in terms of stability, I think that's what you would need. That's what you would like to see, especially in terms of moving things along. Meanwhile, we have Anne, who's making a sporting comparison, saying Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was sacked because Manchester United kept losing in all its football matches. Harsh, but true. And goes on to say, why not then the same treatment for Anwar Ibrahim from his party, because he hasn't achieved a single thing all this while. It's not much of a difference between a football club and a political party. It is all about leadership.
So that's interesting, right? And it goes back to what I was saying earlier. What does performance or success mean in the context of a political party? Is it just about winning elections, taking all the seats? Is it a larger context of popularity, whether you still hold the favor of your constituents? If it were as simple as this, I think perhaps it might be a lot easier for us to figure out.
That, but I think in the context of the opposition leader and his position, aside from constituency, I think we need to consider party position, because this question of leadership and faith in leadership and so on, or lack thereof, is something that has, again, been a narrative that's dogged him this entire time. So I think if we're going to look at issues of success and how we gauge that in the context of Anwar Ibrahim, I think that there are several parameters that we would need to consider.
We have, we have Victor saying, it's up to the younger leaders now to yank the keys out of those old hands.
yes, but then I guess we come back to what we were just saying, which is younger leaders, sure, but how many of them are there? And also whether or not they are people that large swaths of the country would actually vote for, be comfortable with, feel confident in. And I think these are the same old questions that we continually circle. It's both, as we said earlier, systemic issue as well as a mindset issue, I think. It's all these different things.
We have Cheryl saying, the public who want Anwar to resign are not even PKR members. Until PKR themselves want to change, nothing will happen.
Well, I think what we heard earlier was that at least one anonymous PKR member has said something to that effect. Now, what exactly is going on within the party, I don't know, remains to be seen. We'll be following along. But keep those messages coming, whether it is about rewards for former prime ministers and their contributions, or whether it is about fresh leadership in the country in the wake of the Malacca state elections. Do you think that we need fresh faces? Do you think that the opposition leader should step down? You can let us know. Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After the 6 o'clock news today, we are continuing our political deep dive, because we're going to be looking into the Melaka state elections, of course, the results and the fallout. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.